You know, I've been lucky enough to be on a few tours in America before, so we've sort of seen some pretty impressive facilities in the past, but this would definitely be up there with one of the most impressive we've been at. Obviously, training out at the New York Jets was a good experience for everyone, bit eye-opening, I guess, for some of the facilities, and then, you know, obviously the surface is immaculate, so it should be an amazing atmosphere on Saturday.
Yeah, tell me more about the New York Jets, the facilities there, like, because one of the things we're curious about here is that rugby is, you know, the grassroots rugby in America is really on the up. Like, so what are the facilities like?
Well, I mean, we trained in the sort of 3G inside venue, I guess you'd call it. I wouldn't call it a hall because it was enormous. It's a full stadium inside. But, I mean, they had obviously a massive big facility with pitches sort of end on end on end. And the gym they had was sort of state-of-the-art and enormous. And I think the boys got a bit of a tour after some of the gym sessions around some of the meeting rooms and everything like that. So, I mean, I dare to say rugby's nowhere near, obviously, the level of American football yet, but I think, obviously, they have the infrastructure and the sponsorship and the numbers and everything to support a number of large sports. So, I mean, if rugby can try and start shouldering it on the market a little bit, obviously being a lot different spectacle than maybe a lot of the American sports, I think there's definitely the numbers and the opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Greg Tonks makes his full debut tomorrow. What are you expecting from him?
Well, look, Tonks is a great pro. You know, he's been around for a long time, and obviously being at Ulster playing against him over a number of years, he's always there or thereabouts. You know, he's tried and tested, and you know, I guess with his experience and, you know, the sort of little bit extra flair and knowledge that I guess he brings should hopefully, you know, make a big difference to us and really sort of get the side ticking over and get us over the game line a bit more. I think obviously Theo came in last week and did a brilliant job, you know, I guess for a young 18, 19-year-old coming in and trying to steer the ship on a team that's under pressure is going to be nerve-wracking at the best of times. And he did a great job last week. And then obviously Tonks is probably just having that little bit more experience under his belt. Will sort of come in this week and, you know, hopefully steer us to victory. Yeah, he said